chamber. Be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah, Lord, and dim is all I long for. Into the chamber, be free, Holy Spirit. It with light, with truth, with power, that our lives will bring you glory, and that truly, Lord, the weight of your glory will fall upon us. Let the life of your river flow as your word goes forth. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in every heart under the sound of my voice, and all those, Lord, on the internet. We welcome you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Father, as I go to share your word with your people this morning, I recognize my limitations and my frailties. So Father, I strip myself of every confidence in my knowledge and in my preparation. And I hide myself in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That Lord God, as your word goes forth, you will grant me fresh unction and anointing to deliver your word with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, in the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit, as an internal and eternal work will be done in our hearts and lives today in the name of Jesus, causing our wills to be more submitted to your will, our minds to be further illuminated with the light and the understanding of the Holy Spirit, and our emotions to be further tempered and controlled by the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, as I share your word, O Lord, I ask, Lord, that Lord, you will come and take full control. Help me to be concise. Help me to be precise. Help me not to say unnecessary things, but like a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, to bring forth things both old and new. That, Lord, as your word goes forth, Lord, it will be a blessing unto my spiritual parents and to everyone that hears this word in the name of Jesus. As I go, Lord, into this word, I duck under covering of my spiritual parents, Pastor Lumi and Mommy Sarah, and I ask that, Lord, the graces upon them, Lord, you will cause to rest upon me. And I will deliver this word the way they would have if they were here personally in the name of Jesus. Lord, I strip myself and I ask that, Lord, indeed, Lord, your glory through them will cover and your will and purpose for this word will be established in this house and in the lives of our my brethren. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. We've heard so many messages. We heard the new, well, I know for some, who some of our students who just come, they may not know, but for a lot of us, we know from the Watch Night service that we're living in a dispensation or a time, a special time, where the fullness of God's grace is available to enable us to do mighty works. And for us to be able to receive that fullness of grace, God is taking us through spiritual drills to make us fully empty. So when the glory comes, there'll be space for it. And then fully ready so that we can receive the exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Pastor Dave was preaching on Wednesday, beautiful word, and I think you should listen to it if you haven't already. You know that, no, when Elisha asked Elijah for the double portion, Elijah said, thou hast asked a hard thing. It wasn't hard for God, but it's going to be hard on Elisha. Because Elisha needs to do a lot of internal work to create room for that glory. Amen. And that's what we're in a time when, like Pastor said, we're going through spiritual drills. And you know, the essence of drills is to really test and retest your understanding. So that you understand it like you understand your name. Inside out. No hidden corners. And you understand the principles that govern you. Practice it. Like Pastor said, like 1 or 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he said, working revelation. When we hear the things that we already know, you need to ask yourself why. It's because you need a working revelation to practice it. Like Pastor Dewey said on Wednesday, if you don't see something, how can you experience it? How can you experience what we do? But God wants us to see. That see is in our understanding. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know better than ever before. And that's what we're going to this morning in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus is the canopy. We sing that song, under the canopy, amen. But your position under the canopy is dependent on spiritual fathers. The fathers will position you under the canopy. Depending on your relationship with them, your position on the canopy will change. And if you are not, if we need to, that's why we're preaching this word, by the grace of God, Holy Spirit help me, that we should position ourselves effectively so that when the glory comes, indeed it has already come. Amen.
No, the glory we're talking about is the double glory. The glory of intellectual miracles, the glory of physical miracles. Amen. Incredible computational skills, incredible language skills, incredible musical ability, incredible artistic skills, and then signs and wonders. I was sharing in fellowship last week, yesterday, and I was just giving the children a picture of the glory. You know, when you get a star, it's very good. It's outstanding. It's impressive. But when your result is the best in the world, in all your subjects, that's a mighty work. That's a mighty work. And you know, I was now saying, Father, I said I should mention all the other subjects, so because there are students that are science and arts, and so I should mention everybody's subject. So we won't go through that again this morning. But you know, subjects that hitherto you think they're difficult, that's the glory. That's how God is going to be magnified. God wants, it's not about you and me, it's about God. It's about God being seen. It's about God being extolled. God being magnified. It's about God being highly exalted. And that is where we're going by the grace of God. Now look at Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. So really this message is to give us understanding. It's not really a new. I'm still an echo. Amen. Thank God for echoes. Amen. All right, but you know, the important thing is that it gives us the sense and the understanding, like the Bible says in Nehemiah, so that we can then do what God has asked us to do. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, verse 2, and said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show themselves forth in him." Herod was a wicked man. He was a carnal man. But here Herod is speaking prophetically. He's talking by revelation of the Holy Spirit. He saw the mighty works and he said, "No way, no living man can do this. It has to be somebody who is dead. Somebody who is risen again from the dead." But he was thinking physically, but the truth is that for us to be able to do mighty works, we need to die. Die to yourself. Die to your flesh. Die to your ambitions. Die to your dreams. And then let all those things be resurrected in Christ Jesus. Let it have meaning in Christ Jesus. Don't live apart of Christ. Live in Christ. So you submit your will. You submit your desire. Herod said it. He said he is risen from the dead. So only people that are risen from the dead can do great works. Look at Acts 4:33. Thank you, Holy Spirit. "And with great power..." I can hear you. We're reading together. Amen. "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And what? Great grace was upon them all." So we see that you don't really have to die physically and come back from the dead. You just need to be dead to self so that the resurrection grace can rest on you. Amen. This is our memory verse in school this past week. Amen. So I know children will be able to identify with that. Now, resurrection power is available to every born-again child of God. In fact, it is what gets us born again. Amen? All right? And if you look at John 1:12, you see that it says that to as many as believed, you need to be quicker, but as many as received him, to them gave he what? To them gave you what? So you have the power. Power to do what? Become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. There are two levels there. There's one level to all that believe on him. To another level of those that believe on his name. It is those that believe on his name. His character. Wanting to become like him. That's your singular passion. That is what drives you. That is what has become your motive. It is to them that the fullness of the weight of the resurrection glory is prepared for. Amen.
And that glory is flowing. And it should be flowing in increasing measure. That power should be flowing in increasing measure when the grace upon our lives is increasing. So until the grace upon your life becomes great, that's what Pastor calls a superconductor. When there's no resistance anymore to the sin nature, but through the sin nature, you know, the power of God, the nature of God, the life of God, the power of God flows in and through us without any hindrance. And that power begins to accomplish things. It flows in a measure more and more because you are empty of yourself, so God can fill you with the fullness of His power. Now, we have to grow in this grace until we have it more abundantly. The Bible says, I am come that they might have, and have it more abundantly. Okay? And we see that Jesus was the very first person to have this fullness of the glory. Look at Colossians chapter 1 in verse 19. Thank you. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. The key word there is all. And fullness. All fullness. So Jesus is the pattern. Jesus is the standard. And that's where we're going to. And we'll get there in Jesus' name. Now, we need to do this quickly. Just lay a foundation so we can understand what we're saying. Because we have people at different levels. Grace is the undeserved favor of God that causes God to give us eternal life in our spirits. Amen. And grace operates through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood of Jesus Christ removes sin. Amen. And removes a guilt consciousness, giving us access to eternal life. Amen. Let's look at Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 25 quickly as we look at this. Romans 3, 23 to 25. Yes. Now let's read together. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's where we're starting from. Next verse. Being justified freely. See the word freely there? By His grace. So grace is free. But it's not cheap because somebody paid for it. It's just like it's not you that paid. It's not me that paid. But it's free to me. But it cost somebody somewhere something. It cost Jesus His life. So it's free to us through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Next verse. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. To declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Amen. So we see that grace operates through faith in His blood. That's what that scripture is saying. Amen. So good. No, when you exercise faith in the blood, what you do is you step into a place of grace. That's what the blood does. Okay? All right? Look at Romans chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. Therefore, I can't hear you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. By whom also we have, say it again, one more time, by into this, wherein we, all right? So you need to understand that we're coming from a place where we fell short of the glory, and then by faith in the blood and confessing our sins and accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we now have access. We now have access. So we step into a place. Bible talks about a place of grace. A state of grace wherein we stand. That's why we call it right standing. Okay, and in that place where you are standing, there is no more sin consciousness. It's now a righteousness consciousness. Amen. Alright. And then we rejoice in the hope of the glory. So we're going back to the glory. Amen. We're coming from a place where we fell short, but we're going to a place where we're going to lay hold on the glory, and we'll get there in Jesus' name. All right. Okay. Then look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. How then do we operate in the grace of God? How then do we maintain that state of grace. If we confess our sins, these are foundational scriptures, but let's read it together. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. When we confess our sins, like Pastor has taught us so beautifully through the message on cleaning with the blood, God forgives us so we don't go to hell, as far as that is concerned. And then He goes the extra mile to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That cleansing is important because it creates an open spiritual channel between us and God that enables us to receive the life of God. Amen. And we need to maintain that open channel. That's our own responsibility. In addition, that when we are cleansed from all unrighteousness, it affects our mentality. And we no longer have that guilt, condemnation mentality. Amen. I don't know whether you've been there, but I've been there before. When you do some things and you let yourself down. You let God down, you let oversight down, you let your mommy down, you let your daddy down, you let all the saints down, you let if you are married, you let your wife down, you let your children down. You feel bad. I don't know whether you've been there. You feel like, let the ground just swallow me. And then after, bring me back. You know what I mean? You feel bad. But you know, you shouldn't respond to emotion. You do it by faith. Father, I confess my sins. And I clean, must say that. I clean with the blood and remove that grave clothes. It's a grave cloth. It's a grave cloth. You know, when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was still wrapped in grave cloth. The Bible says, what Jesus Christ told them, He said, loose him and let him go. God has already loosed us by the blood. In your mentality, in my mentality, in our consciousness, you are free. Free from sin. Free from a sin consciousness. So you see them as challenges you have to overcome than weights you are carrying around, a cross you are bearing. No, it's not a cross. And God wants to help us with that mentality because, you know, everything is in your mentality. It's in our mentality, it's in our mind. God wants that mind to be free so that your mind, you can be more aware of Him. You can be confident. You can be bold. We are. Bold. Bible says, bold as a lion. It's not God's will for us to be down to, that's not humility. Humility is submitting to the will of God when you don't feel like it. It's not being bowed down, beaten, black and blue, and despondent. Depression is not humility. Condemnation is not humility. You have to be able to lift up your head. For your redemption draweth nigh. We're living in a time. So God wants to lift up our head. And it's going to come by making sure that the access we have with God is not just a once for all thing when you get born again. It's something you maintain throughout each day diligently. So that you stay positioned. Or you stay connected. Or you stay with continuous access. Amen. Now look at Hebrews 10:22. Says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil, that's what we were talking about earlier, and our bodies washed with pure water. So life comes in when you confess your sins. The Bible says, by a new and living way. There's life in it. Life is the noun, living is the verb. Bible Pastor was teaching us, Zoe is the noun. That's life. Eternal life is called Zoe in the Greek. So it's a living way. So there's a deposit of you. Your body is, there's life in a measure in your body. Washing it with pure water. Bible says our body is washed with the washing of water by the word. Amen. So it's washed. It's washed so you can then move on in righteousness. Amen. It's very important that we understand. And that life is supposed to be flowing in increasing measure in our lives. Amen? Amen. Now, The next major thing that I want to say is that grace or life flows through spiritual joints and bands. It doesn't just come to you direct from heaven. There is a network that God has ordained to supply you and to supply me with the grace of God. Amen. Look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 19. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and having or grace, amen, ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. So God, we are connected. We're connected to God directly. We're connected to oversight. But really, the key here is the one to oversight, because you have to be faithful in that which is another man's before your own connection will function the way it's supposed to function. God has a system to check out rebels. And as long as we have the sin nature, that potential still exists in some degree. So on the degree to which you crucified is the degree to which you can be submissive to oversight, is the degree to which God will entrust you with your own connection. So when, amen, we give God glory. So when you see good things happening in your life, I know it's you, but like Apostle Paul, I yet not I. Somebody somewhere is supplying you something. And you need to give honor and glory to God and unto that person. And if you misbehave, they can cut you off. They can reduce your flow. They can do and undo. Oh yes. As you will see later on, they can bring you in and they can, because their will is not their own. Their will is not to do their own will. By the time they have gotten to that point, they are sitting on the mercy seat. They're seeing things from God's perspective. And we need to understand that you can't say you love God when you have issues with authority over you. It's not possible. Now, I know I've been there before, so I know that deception. But accept by faith that there is something I am not seeing. Even if what they said exactly, if you want to go by the exact letter of the word, may not be correct, why don't you choose the Spirit? The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Take the Spirit of what they said. And if you do take the Spirit, it will give you life. And it will open your eyes to now see bongo roots that otherwise you would not have seen. So fire your defense attorney. I say that to myself as I say it to you. Amen? Because it's important that we understand that. And you know, the fact that you did it yesterday doesn't mean you will do it tomorrow. But if there is continuous access, you stand a better chance of responding the correct way. But if the access is broken, then you know, you find that in Jesus' name, you will not be broken in Jesus' name. We will maintain continuous access. Amen. Now, Pastor Boyga shared this scripture and it really, really blessed me. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Philippians 1, 7. Even as it is meet for me, let's read it together. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my oversight, have us in their hearts. They think about you. They pray. And as they think, God is talking to them. As they think, God is them. Then God calls. God equips. So they don't have to be coming to your house every day before they show love. They are carrying you. They are thinking about you. If they don't know, you may say, okay, they don't know you particularly. But if they say, everyone under the covering of this house, you are there. And anything that applies to you, that is important to you, that will help you, God will challenge you, will tell them, he will beat them. He has to. So they have in the house. Let's go to the next part of that verse. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. So Paul had a grace that he was releasing. Even when he was in prison. In fact, the prison gave him time to pray. That's how he was releasing the grace. And whenever he wrote a letter, that will be the word. When he's praying, that will be the spirit. The word and the spirit will mix together and make them grow. So he was telling them that I'm supplying something to you. And I'm building you up. Okay? You know, and that scripture is important to, just so you understand that true God ordained oversight labors over us to dispense eternal life and the truth of the word of God. I know we're in a dispensation of grace, but that dispensation, there are dispensers that God is using. You want to drink water, you go to a water dispenser. You want to get grace, you go to a grace dispenser. They are grace dispensers. And you do well to make sure when you take your cup there, you put the lid and bring it down so water flows. Amen. Don't get to the dispenser and be fiddling with it and be turning the other way around and be complaining and be saying, oh, the dispenser is not working. Oh, and you are there. Other people are coming, and they're putting their cup. Does that paint the picture? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. And God insists that we must be faithful in maintaining fully submitted hearts toward oversight for this life to flow in sufficient measure. I remember the message Pastor preached on sufficient humility. May God help us to be sufficient in Jesus' name. Alright, Luke 16:12, we won't turn there, just you can take that down. If you are not faithful with another man's, God will not give you your own. Okay? Now, the life of God, if you look at John 8:12, the life of God contains light. Amen? Alright, and that light causes us to see His face. So that you will not walk in darkness. Life enables us to see. It says, I am the light of this world. He that followeth me shall not walk in, but shall have the light of. So the parent substance is life, but light is a derivative. Is inherent in the life. God is life. God is light. God is love. But when He's working in you and I, those three things split. When life comes in, some of it will operate as light, so you get light. Then some you have to process and make power. It's the same life, but in different forms. The same way when you put diesel into a generator, you know, it goes in there as chemical energy, if I'm correct. Yes, I remember that. I'm confident about that. Yes, chemical energy, nothing you can tell me. It's chemical energy, okay? And then you put it in the generator, you crack it on, and it brings out electrical energy. Same energy, different forms. So that's how it works. So the amount of grace upon you will manifest in the amount of light that you're walking in. What are you thinking? How much control do you have over your thoughts? What are you seeing? For the day he preached that on Wednesday. I won't go there. What seest thou? The glory is in the face. I love that statement. Pastor, is in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Alright? Is in the face of Jesus Christ. And you need it. You see it. And when you see it, it affects the way you behave. It affects the way you talk. The measure of it will determine how you respond, what you see. So grace, life are like interchangeable, okay, but it contains light, and then when we process it, you know, it releases power or dunamis that enables us to practice humility and grow in divine love until we are filled with the fullness of God. Amen. Look at Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4. This is an important scripture. Mommy said this, that humility is most important. Say, let's read it together. One, two, go. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and life. Life. He's not talking about living forever or living abundantly. He's talking about substance. Life. You increase in life when you exercise yourself in humility. And you know, humility is where you are. The fear of the Lord is where you are going. You must continue in the direction of the fear of the Lord, no matter how humble you are today. Amen. The Bible says Moses was the meekest man. Wasn't he? Wasn't he? He was the meekest man on the face of the earth at that time. But he needed to continue in the fear of the Lord. And when he did not, they made him sin. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. But you need to understand that you need humility and the fear of the Lord. Amen. Now look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 8 to 11. We're talking about life. We're talking about light. Amplified. Please give it to me in the Amplified. Philippians chapter 1, 8 to 11. Let's read it together. Amplified, please. Thank you. Right. For God is my witness, how I long for and pursue you all with love in the tender mercy of Christ Jesus. Thank God for us in this house. This is our portion. We have oversight that are pursuing us all with love. When other people who are seeing what they are seeing are quote keeping quiet, they will open their mouth. And then, you know, the carnal mind will say, they don't want to stop me. Everybody is seeing it too. Everybody is seeing the nakedness. But they are the ones that cannot bear it. And they say, no way. This is not your portion. And you now say, they don't want to love me. It's the people that are not talking that don't love you. Yes. It's easier to keep quiet. When you see somebody telling you, you need to change this, you need to change that. We should be close to such people. But that depends on the amount of light you're walking in. I know you may know it in your head. I need to be close. I need to be close. But you need to pray. And you need to exercise yourself. And remove that nonsense. It's not of God. Those are people you need to be close to. Because they will keep telling us the truth. Amen. Alright, next verse. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and all keen, that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment. Your eyes must be open. You need to see as God sees. That's where we're going to. That's the love that God is developing in us. Look at verse 10. So that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences. And that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, so that with hearts sincere and certain and unsullied, you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. Give God a super hand. That's amplified. Amen. What is God saying here? What is God saying here? He's saying that with the amount of light that we have, we need to keep increasing in light, increasing in love, increasing in life, because it will determine what you call excellence. You know, sometimes devil, many times, is God of deception, Satan. He turns things upside down and he calls good bad and calls evil good. So many times, and that's why under covering, you know, if you read Isaiah 32, you will see that, you know, your real nature comes out under covering. You can't hide. The power of God is there
flowing and giving light and life. So any gymnastics or gimmicks you want to do will not work. And the real you will come out. That's why people stay away. But what's the point? Staying away and remaining the same. When the glory is coming and there's no time. As a fool's paradise. That's the proverbial ostrich with the head in the sand. That's not going to work. You need to come out and live in the light. Live in the light. Look at verse 11. Okay. No. Philippians 1. Lord have mercy. Philippians 1, 11. Okay. May abound in that you may you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the anointed one, to the honor and praise of who? God. That his glory may be both manifested and recognize. That's where God is taking us. That's where God is taking us. So when we walk day by day, it's a continuous thing daily, ever so frequently. Father, I confess our sins. In Jesus' name we have life. Father, give life to me. Help me to walk in love. Pray in tongues. As a pastor, I want to do four times a day. Pray in tongues. And keep that access. And think, watch for the hours. Watch for the hours in your mind. Just pray. Pray, and the Holy Spirit will give you unction. And when the unction is done, leave it. Move on. And the next moment, Holy Spirit will prime you. Don't say, I'm busy. Don't say, it's an important time. Don't say, there's work I have to do. Excuse me, just a moment. Father, confess our sins. Jesus, I have life. Lord, please give life to me. Help me to walk in love. In Jesus' name. How long did it take me? But it's a lie of the devil. Devil tells you there's no time. You need to do this one. Later, yeah, Oti set it up. He's buying time. It's a race against time. You need to do it now. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. Don't push it back. Now, do it now. I know, brethren, when you do it, I don't know how to say it. No matter how hard you work, no matter how long you pray, though the outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. It's a refreshing. That's it, sir. And your eyes are clear. You can think clearly. And you choose and say, okay, now it's time to shut down. And you shut it down of your own accord. I can understand how Jesus said, I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to pick it up. There's control. Levels of control. And God wants us to be growing in increasing levels by ensuring that your position in Christ under covering is consistent. By watching and praying. Amen. Okay. And I want to give us a few examples, because when you're under covering, it's important to understand that it has effects. I have Ephesians 3 here, 60 to 21. Let's just look at it quickly. KJV, Ephesians 3, 16 to 21. Okay, let's read it together. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. It's that same glory we're talking about. Amen. Amen. To be strengthened with might. By his spirit in the inner man. Next verse. That Christ, that's the word, that's life. Amen. May what? Dwell in your hearts by faith. That you be rooted and grounded in love. Next verse. May be able to comprehend. Where's comprehension? Understanding your mind. You need to understand it. Otherwise you can't practice it. You can't practice what you don't understand. You must see how it practically works out. You may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of the love of Christ. Love of God has dimensions. The dimension is what? Christ. Christ Jesus, in whom the fullness of Godhead was pleased to dwell bodily. So his dimension. So even though you're walking in love, you're not yet up to Christ. Don't compare yourself with the person next door. That's not our standard. When you compare yourself with Christ, you know what will happen? You will be humble. And you will remain humble. And then you will be giving life to the people around you. Now, at least our home, you know, because my home is the place where, you know, it's your place where God is teaching you. You have to be wise as a serpent. Sometimes when you just keep quiet. There's no need to say anything. Because if you say anything, what you say will be taken against you. And I am living with a lawyer. So I have learned that silence is golden. Jesus understands. Amen. Just keep quiet. Some of us find it difficult. Before I didn't used to keep quiet, I will try and explain. But the Bible says, the more you say, the Bible says, the bigger the hole you are digging for yourself. After it all, you will come back, tail in your legs. Honey, I'm sorry. Because I need to pray. And I cannot pray if I don't say, Bible says, not if you have. If someone has against you, Bible says you should go and apologize. It's not if you have, oh. If somebody has. So, really, I can't say she doesn't have. I'm not sure. Okay, you're not sure. Why don't you just... So, eat humble pie. So, I like the way Pastor Ty said it. Die. Husbands, wives, submit. Husbands, die.
Amen.
That is truly what it is. Die figuratively, die spiritually, die in the things you say, die, die, die.
Amen.
So that life will flow. Amen. Because until you die, guess what? People under you are not living the way they're supposed to. The degree to which you die is the degree to which they are living. Death worketh in us that what? Life may work in you. So you need to die. If you're not dying, just work on that dying thing. Amen. That sounds very encouraging. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, just three quick examples. Look at Gehazi. Gehazi was lazy about spiritual things, but he enjoyed his physical service. How do you know? Well, I won't turn there really because of time. Second Kings, okay, you can put it up, but I'm not going to read it. 4 verses 29 to 31. The prophet gave him three instructions. The warning signs were there for Gehazi. Gehazi was greedy. But above all, Gehazi was lazy. Spiritual laziness is the root of everything. Now he said, thou wicked and slothful servant. Gehazi was lazy. So, no, the prophet told him, he lived under a double portion dispensation, Gehazi. He's like you and I. Under double portion dispensation. So he had the possibility of a double-double. Boss, that's a great one. Double-double anointing. Amen. That sounds really great. Amen. But it's not talking about prosperity. It's talking about humility and purity and glory. Before the prosperity comes. Amen. Alright. But it includes prosperity. Amen. Alright. These signs were there. But Gehazi didn't heed them. The prophet sent him on an errand. He said to about the Shunammite. He said, gird your loins. Take the staff. And then don't talk to anybody along the way. Gehazi didn't talk to anybody physical. Held on to the staff physical. But didn't gird his loins spiritual.
What do you get the Lord down about with? Truth.
Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. You need to love truth. It's not natural what we're saying. It's supernatural. You have to cultivate it and love hearing the truth. When you hear the truth, you know, if you don't, I don't know how to explain it. If you don't love the truth, you know, when people tell you the truth, there is something that rises up inside. It's a satanic accusation. It comes, I don't know how to explain it. I'm telling you from my own personal experience. It is instinctive. It's automatic. You don't even need to wind it up. As soon as it just raises his head. How dare you? You who is talking. Blah, 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 blah. And you miss the truth. And that truth was meant to set us free. Amen. So Gehazi ignored the warning signs and went on with his greed, and he kept, as he was doing those things, disobeying instruction, he was disconnecting himself. His position was changing. Even though he was standing next to Elisha in the physical, in the spiritual, position was changing. Until he did the one with Naaman the Syrian. And then it was cut off. Bible says, he that is often reproved and hardeneth his heart. It wasn't Elisha that was reproving him. We don't have it was God. Everybody has truth in your conscience. Truth in your conscience was correcting him. Give an excuse. What about that other person? People are all on the same level. Until. Amen. So we need to love truth and embrace truth. Amen. You know, and like the Bible says, you know, you approve things that are excellent. One thing that really touched me the day mommy came, what night service? And mommy came and said about fasting. I don't know whether her voice wasn't loud. There wasn't any need to. There was power. And then she said, you're not fasting to get something. You are fasting to become someone. Man. That word took me to the other side of the world and brought me back. I was like, wow. I don't know about you. Maybe you've seen that before. I have never heard that before. That you are fasting to become someone. Not like that. Not blah, right between the eyes. And you know what you do? Hold on to it. You have to love truth. Otherwise, it will go away. Bible says that which you have heard, which you have seen, which your hands have handled, whatever you have learned, those things you have seen, what you should do? You should do! So how can you be here and be letting it be passing you by? You have to be arresting it. Arrest truth. Arrest it. Arrest it. Check the scripture. Look at it for yourself. Say it to yourself. Pray it. Say it. And then you have a chance of doing it. Otherwise, he will go on his way. Bible says wisdom cries out from the marketplace. He's saying all over, he's shouting and saying all over. But you need to have ears for the truth. And hold on to the truth. So Gehazi was a negative example. Another negative example we have is John the Baptist. He was the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, but he allowed ambition and competition to stifle his spiritual connection. So progressively, he became spiritually malnourished. And to that degree, his judgment changed. After a while, he said, are you he that is to come, or look we for another? John the Baptist, that said that for this reason was I born. That I might present him. He was asking stuff he already knew. You know what he tells me? There are no permanent positions. Your position is dynamic.
My position is dynamic. It is my responsibility and yours to ensure that I put myself in a place where the glory can meet me when it comes. Amen. Very important. And you know how it ended up, you know, I can't even believe it, you know, and his head was cut off, John the Baptist. If you read that story properly, the Bible says that Herod gladly loved to hear him. Herod loved John. Herod respected him. He revered him. But the same Herod put him in prison after a while, reducing power. The Bible says when it came to a convenient time, the devil is wicked. You better do what you need to do quickly. It's a time issue. You need to, don't leave that. The Bible says when it came to a convenient time, Satan has set things in place. So the time was convenient for him. And then, because the girl danced, and the girl danced, and the king said, and then the girl didn't even say, oh, get me this. She went to ask her mommy. She demonstrated the submission that John the Baptist should have demonstrated. Can you imagine? She didn't say like a small girl. She went, mommy, what should I ask for? What was the, how useful was the head of John the Baptist to the girl? He was useful to her mother. She was working under authority. And John the Baptist, who was working, see, isn't it poetic justice? Isn't it poetic that the submission that he should have been exercising himself in was under Jesus, was the one that set him up, that somebody else exercising submission. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Better submit. There is no option. And there's an option. But as you can see, it's not an option. It's not an option. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. Jesus said it. How greater than that can you get? In case you are not sure. But see what happened. Ultimately, premature death. And then, of course, the positive one is Zacchaeus, Luke 19, 5 to 10. Luke 19, 5 to 10. Thank you. Let's read together. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today, I must abide at thy house. Next verse. And he made his obedience. And came down. And received him joyfully. Next verse. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus was far away from the covering, from the canopy. But one day, love visited Zacchaeus and said, come closer. And when Zacchaeus came to the next verse, this is the effect of the anointing. This is Zacchaeus under covering. It is not normal Zacchaeus. It is anointed Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him. I restore him. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He was a wicked man. These men commit usury. They make slaves out of their fellow men. So you can imagine, if by the time he restores fourfold, how much does he have again? But that, to Zacchaeus, it was nothing compared to having Christ visit me. Amen. And so, really, what we are saying here is this. The lesson here is, desire what oversight desire, and be diligent in keeping our hearts. Okay? Diligence means that you have to apply concentrated effort. That effort has to be consistent, and that effort has to be well directed. Three things. Concentrated, consistent, and well-directed effort. Amen. And our motive for the glory is to honor God. Look at Acts 19:17. That the name of Lord, give me an NIV. Acts 19:17. That the name of Lord be held in high honor. Amen. When this became known to the Jews and the Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Not just honor, high honor. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. If I want to do very well in school, is to make the name of Jesus be held in high honor. I want to succeed in my business, I want it for the name of Jesus to be high honor. Everything I want to do is for high honor. That's the motive. Amen. Amen. And if you now look at, that's the motive. And no, divine love on its own, you know, because we're talking about walking in love, is discerning by divine wisdom, desiring by divine compassion, and then doing by divine power what God would do in every situation. So to walk in divine love, we submit our wills by the power of the Holy Spirit so that God's will is now done more and more in our lives until we become like Christ, when we do not do our will, but we do His own will. Now let's look at Philippians 3:7-14, because that's really what this is about. But what things were, let's read together. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. That is, nothing is too precious or too important to give up. Next verse. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. You see, Christ and those things cannot compare in worth. But because of the way we see, you know, there's a distortion. And the more you walk in life, then God corrects the distortion. So you can approve the things that are excellent. And you can see the things correctly. But before, you wonder, I love God, but I can't give my time. I love God, but I can't give that money. I love God, but I can't tell the truth. I love God, but you don't love Him. If you love Him as you should, you will keep His commandments. And you will obey. He that keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. And my Father and I will make our abode with Him. Abiding presence. I haven't experienced much of it. But I don't know what you can give for the presence of God. For God to be with you every time. For God to be talking to you. Tell you, 2 minutes from now, somebody's coming. So get ready, get dressed. God doesn't have to do that. For God to tell you, do this. And it plays out the way, exactly the way God told you. What will you pay for that? Nothing. That was what you were ordained to enjoy. That was what He died to provide. And don't live short of it. Amen. Nothing is too important. Nothing is too precious. Okay. Next verse. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of thee, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So it's talking about the blood. It's not, I'm a Christian. Father, I confess my sins. Jesus, I have life. For now. For the next time, is a righteousness consciousness, because you are cleaning with the blood every time you confess your sins. It's not a sin consciousness, it is a righteousness consciousness. It's a staying connected consciousness. That's your mindset. I want to stay connected, because when I stay connected, everything I say is empowered by the kingdom. Everything I do is motivated by the kingdom. And you find that you can be more consistent. This up, down, up, down is not the will of God. It's because sometimes we stay disconnected for hours, sometimes days. If you allow Satan to put us under condemnation, days. We hide. And we tell ourselves, it doesn't matter. Tell ourselves, I'm okay. How are you? I'm fine. Really? Be honest.
Amen.
Next verse. That I may know him. That's the first thing. Knowing him. Seeing his face. Amen. And the power. The power is next. The knowing is first. We have put the cart before the horse. We put the power before the knowing. It's the knowing before the power. And when you know him and the motive is right, the power will flow. And then you can fellowship with his sufferings. It's power that helps you to fellowship with his suffering. It's power that sustains you. When the outward man is perishing, the inward man is power that is upholding you. Amen. And then you are able to be conformed to his death. That means you deny yourself to the degree that he denied himself. Next verse. Verse 11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now he attained unto it. But the Bible says God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Mighty works. He attained unto it. At the time was writing it, it was in front. So if he did, and Jesus did, you and I are going to in Jesus' name. Amen. Even our fathers of the house, they're already enjoying it. I can see you. I mean, the testimonies that Mama was giving, you know, there's a glory of love. You know, there's a glory of love. The Bible says that let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the strong man glory in his strength. Let not the rich man glory in his strength. But let him that glorieth in what? This. So there is a glory in understanding and knowing him. Jeremiah chapter 9. There is a glory in knowing him. That people will, oh, your life really touched me. Your life really impacted me. My mom was giving that. That's life. That's a life change. There's a glory. There's a glory of love. There's a glory of intellectual miracles. There's a glory of physical miracles. There's a glory. Let him that glorieth glory in these. This is the place to glory. That he understandeth and knoweth me. That I am the God which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. And if your motive is to bring him glory, it will be the same things you also delight. Amen. So how then do we do this? One, an attitude of reverence to spiritual authority, the same way the disciples reverenced Jesus. This connects you to God's power. Amen. Amen. All right. So this is where you get the access. I know you got the access to Jesus, but really, vitally, it's operating through spiritual fathers. Okay? So, you get the access. And this is known just like the explanation that Pastor gave. If there's internet in this place, you have to have a username and password to connect. Humility is the username. You have to stay, otherwise you don't get connected. You get the access. Then you now watch and pray. Really watching and praying. Frequent confession of sin and cleaning with the blood. Receiving life and praying in tongues to provide spiritual power. Praying with travail and also praying with tongues. Praying with travail, it develops the love of God in you. I said, my little children, of whom I travail again in Christ, until Christ be formed in you. So Christ is formed. The love of God is formed by travail. But you practice it by tongues. When praying in tongues, the Bible says building up yourselves on your most holy faith, and praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God. So really, the tongues helps you to actually practice and keep yourself inside the love of God. But the love of God must exist inside you for you to be kept inside. Does that make any sense?
The love of God that you develop is what you walk in. Amen. All right. So that's very important. All right. Then number three, you submit to the word of God that you hear regularly.
So the first one, humility, gives you access. The frequent confession of sin and cleaning with the blood and receiving life maintains the access. The submission to the word of God increases the access when you obey the word of God that you hear. When you obey. That's why there's nothing you can give for this. And that's why it's important for us to study the word. Study the word to show yourself approved. There are levels and details in the word of God. Just like, you know, there are levels and details, you know, in natural knowledge. If something has a broad heading and three steps, and you saw the broad heading and did step one, there are still step two and step three. And then you say, oh, I thought it was only that one. Thought. When the thing was available to you, it's on the internet, there's a Bible, there's church, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. We need to know your onion spiritually. And that's why, that's how you die. You make time for that. And you take out time, out of no time, to do that. It's a priority thing. You have to. That's where you die. But when you die, remember, you will live. It's dying to live. So, and even though we're saying dying, I don't want to emphasize that much because there's a good part of it where you live. Amen? All right? The next two are together, fasting and prayer. Okay? Now, fasting and prayer are important, you know, because, you know, they help you to use the access. They help you to cultivate the love of God, you know. And increase and in purity. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So that's fasting and prayer. They work together to help us use the access. And that's where the password comes from, because what you're walking is the love of God. Amen. And then you now exercise love. Love is the password. Humility is the username. Okay? And you exercise love in all your relationships. And where do you exercise love? In your thoughts and in your ways. Isaiah 55 verse 7. In your thoughts and in your ways. Your ways and your thoughts must conform to the word of God. No room for your little variant or my little pet, what I normally do. There's no room for that. Everything has to align. But God is good in that He allows us to do it one thing at a time. But if you align all these things, then you will position yourself like John. And when the glory comes, you are there in your place. And you get the fullness of it in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Let's talk to God. Lord, have mercy on us. God wants us to glory in understanding and knowing Him. Know Him more. Know Him more. You can't ever know Him enough. And how do you know Him? Through the people God has set in authority over you. He's in their face. The glory of God the Father is in the face of Jesus. The glory of Jesus is in the face of oversight. Follow their example. The things they prioritize those things. Refuse to live under condemnation. Refuse to be bogged down with a guilt consciousness. Be free. Jesus has set you free. Why are you entangled again in that yoke of bondage? Take his righteousness. Instead of trying to boast, the last time I sinned was, how do you know? Confess your sin and clean with the blood, and you're just as righteous as Jesus was by his grace. This is a call to greater diligence and exercise. Exercise yourself in love. Exercise yourself to embrace the truth. Draw closer to authority. Don't stay far away. But your closeness is not physical, it's spiritual. Hold on to what they say. Well, it's firstly spiritual, can also be physical. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's spiritual. Obey what they say. The things they're looking for, make that your aim. The things they dislike and they hate, do your very best to stay away from it. Hate what they hate and love what they love. Father, I worship you out of my spirit, blessing and thanking you in my own way. Your heart I cover, Lord, your will and purpose. Into submission I surrender this day. Into
you want to bring peace.
divine anointing to totally envelop your entire being. Raise up your right hand. Hand on your heart. Say, Heavenly Father, we confess our sins and so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, showing me that it is your will and your desire to fill me with the fullness of the Godhead and to enable me to inherit the full glory, the double glory that you have promised. So, Heavenly Father, I come and I ask for fresh mercy, fresh grace to enable me to continue to maintain a heart of submission to oversight, so I will have access, sufficient measure of the life and the grace of God, enabling me to walk efficiently and diligently by the blood and in tongues in the spirit, to maintain this access, to submit to instruction and to approve the things that are excellent, to increase the access, to travail and to fast with a heart to become more like Jesus, to increase the access, so that in this day I will arrive at the length and the breadth and the depth and the height of the love of God, being filled with all your fullness under covering. Help me, Lord, to operate the borrowed anointing as I do along the way, but enable me to be faithful, to follow on, to know as I have been known. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Asosela rande bene mapra canto bosse jefremina man tomamea radio bene nevesa zeria port radio tocte lo che canto mesila radio bo bene nevera bene nevosa zafre che con marea mare da da postadi jafre che con calamaya mario papa saca kilo rone la beba mene neve sotto saia jafre che nonna odiade voseo pario Menebea, Radio, Besserera, Ridebo, Papa, Keka, Conde, Besoache, De Debaida, Rofe, Keko, Shalamaya. In Jesus' name.